USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is now calling on China and Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%.
The president, speaking outside the White House before heading off to Florida, also says the Bidens have scammed other countries.
You may very well find that there are many other countries that they scam, just like they scammed China and Ukraine.
Victims of the Las Vegas shooting are about to get at least $735 million. Their attorneys say that's what MGM Resorts has agreed to pay, but it could go up to $800 million. The settlement comes just as the city marked the two-year anniversary this week of the shooting. 85 people were killed and hundreds more were hurt when a gunman opened fire at a country music festival from his room at the Mandalay Bay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
An early October heat wave appears to be finally coming to an end. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Much of the eastern U.S. has been breaking high temperature records this week. This utility worker in Arkansas taking it all in stride.
Sometimes the summer does get extended. Not so much like this one. This one's been a little bit warmer than most.
The heat also caused schools in Columbus, Ohio to close earlier this week. Warnings about vaping from the Health and Human Services Secretary.
You do not know what toxins you are vaporizing and putting in your lungs. Listen, as a general health matter, don't put stuff in your lungs. It's not good for you.
HHS Secretary Alex Azar, now at least 17 people in the United States have died from severe lung illnesses linked to vaping. The CDC says there are more than 800 lung injury cases tied to vaping, although it's unclear how many of those are from vaping nicotine versus THC. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is feeling great after heart surgery. That's at least what a campaign aide told the New York Times. Surgeons inserted two stents into one artery to relieve blockage of the senator's heart. Dr. Oz joins Fox News and goes a little bit more in depth on the procedure.
When you place a stent, it's because you've got a blockage in the middle of the heart. Imagine that vessel, that thing with that
blockage.
Blockage
is the stuff on the bottom and the top.
Exactly. It's starting to get tighter and tighter and tighter. The blood's flowing to the left. Without that blood, you get chest pain and eventually you can have a heart attack. That mesh is inserted in the middle of it. The mesh is expanded and it crushes the plaque out of the way. It doesn't remove the plaque. It just pushes out of the way so the blood can now provide life-sustaining nourishment to the heart. Procedures are very quick. They're seamless.
It's very common.
Pretty common. And here's the elegant part about it. Again, as a heart surgeon, historically, we would open up the chest.
Yeah.
You join the zipper club. We put the bypass grafts in. With the stent, you're back to your regular form in about a week.
Hackers are targeting three Alabama hospitals. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Three Alabama hospitals are being forced to turn away new and non-emergency patients after their systems were compromised by a ransomware attack. Police said the hackers hijacked access to the hospital's computer networks, which kept them from admitting new patients. Ransomware attacks have targeted numerous cities, including Baltimore and Atlanta, over the past year. A few of the targeted cities have paid the ransom, which so far has totaled more than $1 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.